reported. Disregard the mainstream, media distorted. We come and listen and support it. 6 foot six above sea level. I grab the mic because I like to take it to another mental level. 6 foot six above sea level. I grab the mic because I like to take it to another mental level. 6 foot six above sea level. I grab the mic because I like to take it to another mental level. 6 foot six above sea level. I grab the mic because I
feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the Mel and Floyd Summer Replacement Show. I'm Mel. Floyd is on assignment, but with us as always, the man who knows most everything, probably not as much as he thought he did a week ago, Mr. Smarty Pants.
Actually, I tried to take a bet with my boss on how the election would turn out.
Yeah.
And he refused to do that for obvious reasons. Have you heard about the election?
Yeah, I have.
I kind of disagree with James there, I have to say.
You do not feel good.
I do not feel good.
Yeah. So, and Ruby's with us today, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it'd be a good time to chime in and chat with my friends.
Good. You know?
Yeah.
Well, it's good to see
Thank you.
Thank you. Speaking of friends, we're going to do something a little different today. And we haven't done this for about 25 years, but we're going to take calls from the Minions.
Yeah.
So you can call.
We're keeping a tally of how many of you are high, by the way.
Last time it was all. It really was. 100%. I remember there was a guy discussing Barbie dolls with us.
Yeah, that was good.
And
we might go off on that, too. Who knows?
So 256-2001. Gladys is handling the phone, so you'll get to talk to Gladys a little bit, and then we'll try to put you on the air.
This was prompted by the email you sent all of us. I mean, how are you feeling right now? What's going on with you?
I have to warn you a little bit here.
Yeah.
This morning I had a steroid injection. You know, got the bodybuilding tournament this weekend, so I had to get...
Are you in the marathon?
Yeah. So I had a steroid injection. They said one of the side effects could be mood swings and excessive aggressiveness. You know, roid rage, essentially.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So it just... Keep an eye on me and talk me down if I get a little too roidy here.
I want to see that. Mel,
you want to see
aggressive?
Me
it feels like they're antonyms.
So when I'm
I once used to play City League basketball, and this guy that was guarding me was just frustrating me. He wasn't really doing anything wrong. He was just good.
Sure.
And no matter what I did, he would score. And I got so frustrated, I took a swing at him. Which is like, I was so appalled afterwards at myself. I gave myself a one-game suspension.
Wow.
Next week, people said, are you coming to the game? It's like, no, I suspended myself. So
when I feel overwhelmed, I get overwhelmed. So, on Tuesday night, I had no feelings. I didn't know what to say or what to think or what to do.
Yeah.
And poor companion was trying to, like, cheer me up a little bit or at least get me to some kind of equilibrium. And I just, I couldn't do it. I was Mr. Spock. I had no reaction whatsoever to anything. It's like, oh, that's fascinating.
You know. So, again, the number is 256-2001.
Yeah, tell us how you're feeling.
Yeah, just
share some thoughts. Yeah.
We're going to have a little group therapy session here today. So, and get to talk to Gladys, which is nice. So.
Don't take our advice. We're not therapists, so whatever we say, please don't take it as medical advice.
Well, speak for yourself.
He's a doctor.
Yeah, some of us are doctors.
See, you might survive the roundup to the concentration camps, because if you tell them you're a doctor, they might, you know, you might be able to
fool. They'll give me a chance for experimentation.
Yeah, you might experiment on Mel a little bit here. And
there is something called philosophical therapy, and it's kind of a version of like cognitive behavioral therapy, that we're meaning-making creatures, and if we can just get the right ideas in our head, about how things are and about ourselves, that things will follow from that. So examining your deliberative process, that's a kind of therapy.
Yeah. 608-256-2001. Let us hear from you.
And you can call in.
Sounds
even
like we're fundraising.
No, really,
you can call in even if you're not high. We just want... This was our news and public affairs director's idea, and I think it's a great idea. Let's get, or was it your, idea, Ruby? I can't remember.
No, it was Gladys's idea.
Yeah, it was Gladys's idea. And so just trying to include the community in this, the way we're all feeling right now.
It's just, well, I think there's a lot of shell shock going around.
And fear, and just straight out fear, what's going to happen
and
next.
And this is different. This is you know, after an election, a lot of times there are people saying, oh, I'm moving to Canada and stuff like that, which, you know, is kind of typical. But this is different. I mean, a lot of these things have, if you, like, look at the Google analytics, a lot of, you know, people asking how to move to Canada has spiked, like, way, way more than it does every 4 years. Books like The Handmaid's Tale in 1984 are all of a sudden bestsellers again. And I mean, it's just very, and there's literal, you know, very scary stuff. This isn't like, you know, oh, Reagan got elected and you know, we're going to make some cuts to the safety net.
You literally don't know what's going to happen next, the way it feels.
Yeah, because it's so lawless.
Yeah.
It's like they've blown it up. And we saw a tiny bit of this 14 years ago in Wisconsin. Oh, we got a call here. Hang on here.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, is this Ruby?
This is Ruby.
Ruby, I just want to say, never underestimate the power of stupid people.
That's great, caller.
That's it.
Oh, that's it.
That's okay. It.
Immovable stupidity.
All right. Long-time listener, Wart Evergreen supporter, but, you know, never underestimate the power of stupid people.
The most powerful thing in the universe. And,
I where I grew up and the political choices that were open to me when I was in high school and middle school, I am always prepared for this because it's very much the same thing. It's people don't, they very euphemistically call many of our voters in the United States low information.
Yeah. So, hey, we've got about five people waiting.
Wow, that was quick. I will shut up.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, is this me?
Hi, yeah. Dawn?
Hi, it's Dawn. Yes, I just wanted to know, you guys, is it too early to put up or put on the I Miss Nixon bumper sticker?
It's never too early for Nixon.
Okay, so. I'm going to do it. I got it. And I think it's going to be popular. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, I just want to mention before the next caller, 50 years ago, this election, it was on the same day, same date. 50 years ago, was the Watergate baby, the Watergate, anti-Watergate wave. After Nixon had screwed the pooch, we had super majorities in both houses of Congress of Democrats. President Ford had the most percentage-wise and absolute numbers of vetoes overridden of any U.S. president.
All right, we've got Rufus.
Hello, gentlemen. This is Rufus T. Firefly from
Are you in
Stoughton? Hey, hail Fredonia.
Are you in Stoughton, Rufus?
I certainly am.
All right, yeah. The duck soup.
I'm eating some, duck, as we speak.
The duck soup sign people?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. You guys have been longtime supporters of the station. So Rufus,
yeah,
what's...
I remember making some tick decals for you, God, in the 90s. And Mr. Smarty Pants pointed out that I don't see like a trademark on this decal.
That sounds like me.
He was trying to get me in trouble, but anyway.
So Rufus, what are your thoughts today?
You know, in 2016, when this nightmare first happened, I looked up the best reviewed horror movies of that year, and I watched one after another.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Don't know why.
I'm writing it down.
I'm not a huge horror fan. I'm, you know, as I just watched Duck Soup a couple of weeks ago, and need another injection of that right away. But if I go to Forum, I'll probably be looking at the best reviewed horror films of 2014 and watching them to try to get through.
At least not turning into a giant fly. That would be, look at things and think of that.
Hey, thanks for calling.
I'd be better off watching some Vincent Price films, really.
Thanks for calling, Rufus. We're going to go to our next caller. You got Brian on the line?
Yeah, Brian here. Brian.
Yeah. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Well, I just wanted to make one comment. Out of all the disappointments this week, at least Tammy Baldwin sent Snidely Whiplash down the road.
Back to his giant, he's more like Scrooge McDuck, where he can just go back to his giant pile of money and swim in that.
He just had that bad mustache, kind of like Snidely Whiplash.
Right, you know? Right. No, I get it. That's a good comparison.
Maybe that'll stop the parade of billionaires trying to say they're Wisconsinites and get in here, you know?
Yeah. No, that's a good point.
Thanks for calling, Brian.
All right. Thanks, Brian. All right, we're going to go to Joanne from Madison. Hi.
Hi. I think that Trump is just so deeply a part of our dreams, a part of our unconscious lives, that we can't extricate ourselves from him. I mean, we've had dozens of decades now of him on talk shows and variety shows and all of that, and as well as the presidency, that we need to see him somehow make sense of him as a benign character. Mm-hmm. I've had dreams of him being rational, not a good person, but at least rational. And I know that Mr. Smarty Pants, maybe a couple of weeks ago, mentioned that he had dreams of Trump as well. So that's my story. I am sticking to it.
He's sort of a distillation of America, all the horrible things about America.
He's branded that particular form of political activity. I mean, that's really all he's done. He's not going to be an effective president. His coalition will be effective in achieving whatever they need to achieve, but he's just put his big gold lettered name on the side of that thing. So, he's a little bit epiphenomenal. I mean, he's not what's actually causing the things to happen or whatever. He's just the front man. He's the clown in the front of the circus.
The rooster crowing at the sunrise.
Yeah, exactly. Very good. Thank you. That's excellent. So,
thanks for calling, Joanne. I want to. I just want to say something before we go to more callers. Everyone's been so appropriate. I just need to remind everyone that it's live radio, so don't swear on air if you call it. If you make it through.
Or are you looking at me?
And you swear on air, we're in trouble. So don't swear on air.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone has been very good.
Yeah, we've got Mick coming on next. Hold on one second, Mick.
Mick, don't swear, Mick. How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you? You guys are funny. This is my question, and you might have. I'm driving through Madison. I see our streets are painted red and green. I mean, is this some sort of a Christmas feel that's going on?
It's the buses.
Are we, like, gonna be, It's going to be a bus. It's going to be, no, I think a Hallmark Christmas. I mean, why not?
Yeah, sure. I like that. That's a great idea.
All filmed on the bus? That's really inventive. Yeah. So.
Well, that's actually the one silver lining I thought of this is that now we get four more Christmases of Melania dressing up the White House for Christmas.
Next time it'd be real blood on the trees,
like
though.
Like The Shining.
I think it's pretty and such. I don't know how to use it yet, but after I get my first ticket, I'll know how to use
that's
it.
That's how you learn in Madison.
All right. I appreciate you guys.
Well, thank you, Mick. It's great to hear from you. So, all right, we have Dave from the town of Dunn. That's not too far from my house. Hi, Dave.
Who did we lose, Dave?
Did we lose Dave? I think we might have. So, all right. Dave in the town of Dunn has...
Death not, be not proud,
is,
yes.
Is done with us, sorry, I guess. So yeah, we're taking calls today. We don't usually do that, but we thought it'd be something a little bit different to do today. And 256-2001 is the number. Gladys is out at the command post out there taking calls.
Some positive. One of the callers referred to Tammy Baldwin's win, and that was great. Also wanted to point out that the funding for the Madison building projects, that levy passed, that referendum passed. That was a good thing. Construction to start in 2026. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, and maybe Ruby can call me out if I am, I think the Senate now, the state Senate, is 17 to 16. Is
yeah.
that right?
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah. They made inroads with the new maps here. We have Doug from Madison. Hang on here. Hey, Doug.
Oh, hello. Hello.
Hi, Doug.
I just, I kind of don't know what to say, but I did call you.
Yes, you did.
You could be a co-host of this show.
Do you want any coaching? I mean, we can help you.
So Doug, I assume you're in the same boat with us here as emotionally.
Yeah, yeah.
How have the last couple of days been for you, and what have you done to make yourself feel better?
I kind of want to disconnect a little bit, and I realize
okay.
that I've been kind of in a bubble. You know, the internet has you know, had these soothing words about how Kamala's going to win, and that did not come to pass. You know, that was because, you know, I picked my social media to make it say that,
right.
me, which is kind of a weird world we live in now. You know, I guess. The only thing left we'll have is a little schadenfreude when all things go bad, you know?
Yeah. It's going to mean a lot of suffering, though. That's the sad part.
I'll get out my coloring books and do that. I'm the GOP coloring book guy that you...
Oh, okay. Doug Haynes.
Yeah. Yeah. Coloring book.
Great,
yeah.
Doug.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's a good point. There, you know, there are things you can do, and, you know, be with friends, do things you enjoy. I say this a lot, but get out in nature, you know, and yep. you don't have to hike the Ice Age
Exercise.
Trail. Just go into the park or something, or go down by the lakes. And yeah. and I know. Speaking of nature, last night I was out with Clopsy, and the coyotes were insane. It was
yeah.
the loudest I've ever. It was like a horror movie. And now this morning, there were hundreds and hundreds of birds in my backyard. So I think nature is turned against us.
Yeah. I tried to make a bonfire on Wednesday, and it just would not light.
Really, well, that's the ultimate.
Yeah.
It's like the start of a Stephen King
yeah.
novel.
Like, this sucks. Thanks for calling, Doug. I think we got another caller after a little.
I just
want to
say one quick little
yeah.
thing, too. You know, one of the things we have to think about is how many people vote. It's a dyadic system, which is
yep.
crazy. Most advanced democracies do not have that. How many people just voted no on what we have right now? That's all
yeah.
they did. They voted
right.
no. I don't want people to come away from this election thinking that 50.8% of Americans are buying into the racist crap mm-hmm. of Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
All the racists voted for Trump, but not everybody that voted for Trump is a racist. So
yeah.
don't feel too bad about your fellow American,
what?
Because a lot of those people are just, I don't like what we have now. And there's a lot of reason for people to feel that way.
Right, and economy, right? That was the biggest yep. thing for most people.
Yep.
We have Michael. Michael, how are you?
I'm just grand. I have to say, silver lining department, my theological faith has to be rebuilt now, because the only hope for proper justice for our so-called incoming president is in the afterlife. The problem mm-hmm. is that when he knocks on the pearly gates, St. Peter is going to say, yeah, and Trump's going to say, you know, some people say that I'm going to go to heaven. And St. Peter says, I don't think these people think so. You go downstairs right now. He goes downstairs and he knocks on the adamantine gates, and the door opens, and Satan says, jeepers, cripes, what are you doing here? You're trying to run a class place. You go to purgatory. And the silver lining department is not only my faith being restored necessarily, but that when he goes to purgatory, those people are only there temporarily, so no one will be stuck with Trump for all of eternity. The truth is, the only salvation for us, the only hope for us, is humor. Thank you guys for being on the air.
Oh.
Michael, we need you to turn this into a comic. Maybe you can link up with Doug, our previous caller, and you guys can turn this into a coloring book.
the illustrated novel. Right?
Yes, exactly. Thanks for calling, Michael.
I have, of course.
Bye-bye.
Of course, I say, you know, Trump picking up the Bible, and I wonder why he doesn't burst into flames right away.
Well, let's ask Fred from Madison. Fred, what do you think about that?
Is this
Fred?
Hello.
Is this Fred?
How could democracy do this to me?
How could democracy do this to us?
No, Fred, you're sounding a little, you're sounding a little violated there, Fred.
It's so cruel.
No, Fred, democracy has democracy has been mean to you in the past, Fred.
So. Oh no, he's gonna try to make the children healthy. He's gonna hurt the medical system.
We don't want any of that.
How could this happen? How could democracy do that?
All right, that's Fred's comment on the situation. So
we got someone else.
I don't have
on the line. We don't have a name for them.
Have a name. Let's find out.
Maybe this is Fred. Caller.
Hi.
Hi. This is Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Two comments. First is my ritual for times like these is to watch Dr. Strangelove, which I will do tonight. And the second is the only thing I take solace from is there will be some buyer's remorse.
Yeah.
And on day one, he will not make these things happen that will make all his supporters' lives better.
Right.
And I hope that sinks in this time.
Yeah. So, I mean, we saw that, again, this is kind of a apples to oranges comparison, but in George W. Bush's second term, a lot of people said they never voted for the guy.
Yeah.
I mean,
same thing happened with Nixon back in 74.
Yeah, Nixon. You could hardly find anybody who voted for Nixon, even though he won.
Nobody was in favor of the Iraq War after it went south.
Yeah, that too.
It's interesting. But,
Oh, well, and he can't, deport 20 million people because the U.S. food supply would collapse.
Right. I mean, a lot of the things that he's proposed are ridiculous in reality. Now, whether they'll actually try to do them, that's not saying they won't do them.
The most salient thing was seeing him appear before economists and business people down in Chicago and saying stuff that just seems so completely ignorant and looking at the looks on their faces and the questions that were follow-up questions about. I mean, this is the thing. It's like, yeah, we can talk about all these cultural components and his personality. I mean, he's being analyzed constantly in terms of his bizarre personality quirks. But when you actually look what he wants to do, it makes no sense whatsoever.
And those are conservative. Yeah. I mean, the Chicago School of Economics is renowned as a conservative, place. They were telling him these things won't work, and he said, well, I think I know better than you.
I love tariffs. You're the dumb one.
Yeah.
thanks for calling, Dave.
Go ahead, Dave. The two scariest words in the English language are now President Vance.
That's a very good point.
All right, we're gonna go to Leslie. She's the top one, Mel.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Yeah,
okay,
thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Hi, Leslie.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. What's on your mind?
I'm putting on my Pollyanna hat.
Okay.
Trying to say nice things to people.
Okay, good.
You got a nice thing to say to the listeners? Just overall a blanket nice thing?
No, I just like to compliment people on things that they don't remember that they have, like a nice voice.
Oh, yeah.
So is that your coping mechanism then, to kind of be nice to people?
Yes.
Yeah.
And also to support things that I want to still be here in a year.
Yeah. So. Thanks for calling and listening, Leslie.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Also, I would just want to ask if people have suggestions for what Companion and I should do in January, because we will be there for the inauguration.
Are you really?
No.
Yep. Yeah.
Why are you going there?
Because
work stuff, right?
We need to do it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Cool. Okay. We have Chris from Madison. Hi, Chris.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good afternoon at this point. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. First off, thanks for being around there. It's always great to hear you guys. It's like the high point of my Fridays. My Fridays are pretty good usually anyway.
No.
My comment was just that I don't want to give this to him. I mean, right now is a beautiful time in my life. It's like the weather's spectacular. There's wonderful things happening around me every day. And yeah, it really sucks. And I never really thought that the country would go this way, but it's always been kind of lurking. And you have to remember that, like from the Warren Zevon song, you're a whole different person when you're scared, and it scared the hell out of a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but at the same time, I'm not giving up the joy in my life just because that guy exists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People like him are going to be around forever.
Right. That's a good attitude.
Thanks for calling,
anyways,
Chris.
Thanks, y'all.
Okay, thanks a lot. No, that's a really good point. I mean, you know, I mean, I was thinking about this a lot the last couple of days, and the reason I think a lot of people that, like, you know, all the people in this room and a lot of the people I know were so feeling so bad is because we care about people. We care about good things and making things better, and it's just was such a gut punch that there are so many people who think differently. And,
yeah.
But he mentioned fear, you know, the Warren Zevon song, you're mm-hmm. a different person when you're scared. And that was the motto. I mean, they found things to scare people that were not real.
Yeah.
I mean, fear of trans people, yeah. fear of immigrants, mm-hmm. crime, mm-hmm. And fear of inflation. None of those were real.
Mm-hmm.
Not one of them. And but it shows what the propaganda nowadays can do, especially with things like social media. You get, you know, Elon Musk, and he's got, you know,
millions of dollars right into the election. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's got this propaganda machine that used to be, you know, a couple years ago was a nice place to go and get information and interact with people and connect with people. And now it's just a garbage, you know, garbage mm-hmm. Nazi site. Mm-hmm. But I mean, they've managed to make people afraid of whatever they've decided, you know. Mm. Remember the DEI thing? It was like, everybody was so concerned about DEI. And they have enough clout that they can scare people. They scared some universities. They scared NBC when Kamala Harris was on Saturday Night Live for like 2 minutes. And the FCC, one of the FCC commissioners, one of the right-wing ones, complained about that. So they gave Trump some time on a NASCAR broadcast. But I mean, who has gotten more free broadcast time over the last 8 years than Donald Trump? I mean, he's got billions of dollars of free airtime just because of the circus he puts on. All right, we have
Stephanie. Stephanie with six other people in the queue, so let's go to Stephanie.
Oh, okay. Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Hi. Good. I wanted to share with you the small bright spot that there is in the re-election of Donald Trump. And that is the last time Donald Trump was president, my husband bought me all kinds of Trump paraphernalia, like the Trump toilet bowl brush.
Does it kind of mimic his hair? Is it gold?
No, it's fabulous. And the Trump voodoo doll.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah,
so. We all need
so
one of those.
Now I have an opportunity to display the Trump toilet bowl brush voodoo doll once again.
Excellent.
Thanks for calling, Stephanie.
That is thinking positive. You know, we need those Trump toilet brushes, too, for all those horribly low-flow toilets that he's always complaining about. Never quite get it all down, you know.
I think we have Heather on the line. Heather?
Yes, hello.
From Elkhorn. Hi.
Hi, I'm Heather. Me and my dad are longtime listeners. I'm Mindless Minion 9925.
That's required, thank you. Yeah, federal law requires that.
I'm going to suggest I like the coloring book idea earlier. I also like children's cartoons because those tend to be very happy.
Yeah.
And something to take our minds off this, at least monkeys continue to escape from
yes.
I love that.
Love those
45 monkeys escape for the fourth time. So
South Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. they're hoping they return on their own. Was the sentiment I read.
Yeah, once, you know, they'll get tired and they'll come home. They're like teenagers, you know. So.
When my friends mentioned the monkeys escape, I went, again?
Thanks so much for calling, Heather.
All right, we have, you got a second here, Taj from McFarland. Hi, Taj.
Hey, I don't know where to go with this. I would have rather called and told you about some funny monkey story. But on the bright side of this, think that maybe Kleenex stock has gone up tenfold.
Uh-huh.
Once they ban porn, it's going to go back down.
No, this is true, but people can use their socks and t-shirts.
You know? Sounds like a pro there. I don't know.
He came up with that pretty fast.
Yeah, I'm a little worried.
No. I just wanted to say that I've been consoling everybody for the past few days that I just woke up this morning and realized I am depressed.
Yeah.
At least we'll get to watch the rise of Barron Trump, right? And his brother Sniffy and Dopey.
Barron Trump.
And we'll just power together.
Hey, thanks for calling, Taj.
Okay, thanks, Taj. Right, we have Pete from Montana. Pete, hi.
Hey.
Hey, how's the big sky country out there?
Oh, you know, it sucks.
That's about right.
Painting the town red.
All right. Literally. So what can we do for you today?
This is more directed towards you, Mel. You're kind of an old punk rocker in a way, right?
An old what?
Punk rocker.
Oh, yeah, kind of, yeah.
You had attended your Bear Hero shows.
Yeah.
Well, I am too. So I think punk rock is necessary in times like this, I believe, right? Mm-hmm. Protest rock. That's like the last hippie rock didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't do it. Rap kind of does it. But I think it's time for a punk rock revival.
Yeah, very good.
Do you think? What do you think?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you're right. It is a very, you know, political type.
Medium.
Type of music.
And,
yeah. You know, sometimes anarchistic, but that's, you know.
Sure.
That's how people feel.
You know, sometimes you get sick of being nice about it, and you just want to turn up the amp and scream. You know? That's how I get my yayas out.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's what I told these guys on Wednesday. I just felt like pounding my fists against the drywall, you know?
Sure. That's what punk rock is all about.
Exactly. You know? So
thanks for calling, Pete.
Loud and smash your guitar against the wall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Pete. It's great to hear from you.
So far, we've got
to move on here.
Coloring books, horror movies, punk rock, and randomly complimenting other people.
Okay. Yeah. See, we're getting there.
We're getting a whole list.
Ruth Ann from Madison. Hi.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
Good.
I'm calling with a suggestion for the trip to Washington in January.
Thanks.
Oh, great.
Saturday night, January 18th, at the Warner Theater in D.C., the Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour will be keeping its planned inaugural celebration tour, and it will be a gathering of like-minded people still having the same big-name guests. You can find out more about it at sexyliberal.com. The show, of course, is hosted by Stephanie Miller, who is on the radio here every morning on the station just above you on the dial. But I think it would be a good time to join with like-minded people and, you know, make your presence known in D.C.
All right.
Hey, thanks for the suggestion, Ruthann.
Also known as sexy liberals and other oxymorons.
Well, look, I'm just telling you the address. So there's a story behind the name. But there's one or two. I think one that's available now online. They had a tour last Saturday night, the second in L.A. Mm. And of course, that would have been a much more optimistic one and maybe not something people want to watch right now. Yeah. But this coming one in January, not only will you be able to attend in person if you so desire, because you'll be in D.C., but people can probably watch it on pay-per-view as well.
Hey, thanks, Ruthann.
All right. Thank you.
That was great. Thanks.
Okay, it's time for us to play some announcements, and then we have somebody on hold waiting, but he knows to wait. Paul is very patient, and we love that about Paul. So, okay, we're going to play some announcements. We'll be back in about, I don't know, less than 2 minutes.
Support for this program comes from WORT's listener sponsors and Isthmus Newspaper. Isthmus is back on newsstands the first Thursday of every month, and now a nonprofit. Isthmus continues to expand its independent coverage of local government, the arts, and all things Madison at isthmus.com.
WORT thanks its listener sponsors and the Wine and Hop Shop, located at 1919 Monroe Street, specializing in home brewing and winemaking supplies for over 40 years. Open to in-person shopping or order online for curbside pickup, in-Madison delivery and shipping of supplies at wineandhop.com.
WORT thanks its listener sponsors and Bernie's Rock Shop, located at 901 East Johnson, and our new shop, Bernie's on Park, at 636 South Park in Madison. We offer handmade silver jewelry as well as unique mineral, crystal, and fossil specimens from around the world. Store hours and more information available at berniesrockshop.com.
WORT thanks its listener sponsors and Union Cab of Madison. Union Cab is seeking drivers to join their member-owned collective, formed in 1979. Those interested in a position with flexible scheduling, benefits, and a democratic employee-owned work environment can find more information at unioncab.com or by calling 608-242-2000.
And we're back. This is the Mel and Floyd Show. We're taking calls today. We haven't done that in ages, but we thought it was a good time to do that. The phone number here is 608-256-2001. Gladys is on the phones, and then you can chat with us.
Yeah, Ruby's here with us, and I just want to mention a couple people have said a good way to deal with stress is coloring books, and there are actually a nice array of coloring books out there for adults. When the Brett Kavanaugh hearings were going on, it was fun. I was over at our friend Laurel's house, and I was getting so agitated by all the BS that was going on that she promptly went into the other room and brought back an adult coloring book for me, and it worked wonders. So I'm firmly in favor of those.
All right, 256-2001. We're taking some calls.
And by adult, here, I don't mean X-rated. I just mean, you know, it has
made
pretty,
for adults.
Pretty scenes and mandalas and
but,
things
you know,
like that.
You yeah. do you.
Yeah, no.
I see Gladys on the phone there, so I think we've got somebody coming in pretty soon. But, you know, the one thing I was really disappointed.
Oh, do we lose Paul?
It looks like we lost Paul.
He was so patient.
Paul,
but didn't
Paul,
come back
give
on.
Us a call
yeah, back.
Back.
Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, we'll put you right in the front of the queue there. But one thing that was disappointing is last week I read a story on the air about how witches had put a curse on Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And it apparently didn't work.
Oh, it missed and hit us. That's the problem. He ducked.
Just nicked him in the ear.
Yeah,
there.
Nicked his ear. Yeah, exactly. And we got it. Hey, by the way, I just want to mention that on the night of the election on Tuesday night, Trump had, you know, had put out there that there was massive cheating going on in Philadelphia. The second it looked as if he was going to win, he was doing well, it all dried up. Nobody, there yeah. was no more election fraud. So how real was that? Well, we all know.
Yeah, as real as the caravan. Steve from Madison. Hi, Steve.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just have a really silly observation, I guess.
Oh, then this is not the place for silly observations.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I guess. You know, you guys are serious.
That's right.
You're here.
I'm listening to Esty, and she's begging women to call her up. And I'm listening to you guys, and you can't, you need repellent or something. I don't know what's going on here.
To be fair, the show that was on earlier was from 1999. I like to think that we have more women callers now, but, you know.
Oh. maybe they've evolved.
I think women just, I think after Tuesday, women just know their place.
Boo.
And that's the end of the show.
Canceled. It's a good run, boys.
I've been canceled.
I have to tell you something, though. I mean, my aunt, she's 80 now, and my Aunt Hilda, and she's a savvy person. She's always been a very, very strong feminist. And she really was worried about this election. I mean, she seriously thought, there's no way that this country is going to elect a woman. And I thought, oh, you're being a little too pessimistic. But, you know, I know she's going to say I told you so. So
yeah,
well, she's experienced it.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah, just to confirm what you were saying there, just... She's had that experience.
All right, Steve, thanks for calling. We got a bunch of other people waiting here. So have a great day. Thanks, Steve. And who
looks like this
here?
Is Paul.
Is this Paul? Paul, you called us back.
Paul, yeah.
Hi.
This is Paul.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for calling us back.
You got.
What can we do for you?
Well,
You're looking for coping mechanisms.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Or whatever, well, whatever's on your mind.
Well, the first order of business was to pull out my newly received I Hear Voices long sleeve wart t-shirt. Courtesy sent to me recently, just in the last couple of days, by She Who Must Be Obeyed.
Oh, there we go.
Just doing good work over there.
Right, and I am sitting at my desk, and I am planning how to move to the country to keep bees.
Yes.
Okay.
Great. Well, thanks,
Paul. I have my daughter has bees in my backyard. You can come and visit those bees if you want.
Bees in my bonnet.
Yeah. There's about 50,000 bees in my backyard. So everybody's getting honey for Christmas.
Really?
By the way.
That's the perfect thing. Yeah, it's been sorrowful. Sorrowful.
Yeah.
To some extent, but you know. Fortunately, this is Wisconsin, and there's lots of beer.
Put that on the list.
I'm writing it down, beer.
All right. Thanks, Paul. We got to get moving.
Beer.
All
right, as always, great show.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you for calling. So, all right. We have Cosmic Carl from Madison.
No, from the wilderness.
Oh, from the wilderness.
Oh, cool.
Hi, Carl.
Yes.
You're getting pretty good reception for out in the wilderness there, so.
Well, actually, I'm in deep space, but that's neither here nor there.
Is there a delay
I
when you...
yeah, right. I was wondering how long it'll be before we're required to keep a picture of Donald Trump in our house.
Interesting.
Like the prophets.
Yeah.
I was telling Smarty Pants before that one of the final commercials the Trump people ran was this very patriotic thing. They were showing historical footage. And first of all, they showed some historical footage of World War II, which made me mad because they were killing all these Nazis back then.
Yeah.
And they were trying to take, I don't know, trying to latch onto that or something. Yeah. But it's like, no, you're the Nazis. But then they showed, like, you know, 9/11 and things like that. But then they had this sweeping aerial shot of the Statue of Liberty. And you know how the flame is kind of yellowish? Mm-hmm. I think they pumped it up in the production, and it was, like, very gold. And it almost looked like Trump's hair. It was very creepy.
Or how about this for fun? The whole country is immigrants. Deport us all.
There we go. I'm not going back to Ireland.
You know, my question about...
I think I'd like to be deported to Norway.
That's pretty nice, yeah.
Except, of course, for Lutefisk.
You know, your question about the us having a picture of Donald Trump in our houses, I wonder if Stephanie, who called earlier, if her toilet scrubber will count.
Oh, because it's a sacred object.
Yeah. She doesn't need a framed photo. Yeah. She has...
It's a relic, sacred relic. I am thinking, though, of going with the earlier caller who
the beer?
No, the I Miss Nixon sticker, because I have images of Nixon at home, which I can easily put up on the wall.
Thanks for calling, Carl.
Carl, we got to move on here. We've got Amy from Fitchburg. Hi, Amy. Hi, Amy.
Well, hi. Is this Mel?
It is. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Mel?
I'm okay.
Well, good. I had a couple things to say. So one, to the person that was talking about the Trump paraphernalia that was kind of fun to use.
Yeah.
Last time around, we received toilet paper with Trump's face on it.
The full Trump bathroom. I love it. Got the picture, got the toilet paper,
some
got the brush.
Top secret documents.
Get the documents. Yeah.
That's good. Like, that'd be a really good bath mat.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah.
Just lay them out.
But here's the thing. Yeah, the thing is that I just didn't want Trump's face anywhere near my private.
That's a little too real. Yeah, a little too real.
The other thing I wanted to say is that, you know, for myself, I just want to advocate for people to volunteer for nonprofits that improve people's lives. So that's I think really important that we just keep on doing what's good for the world. The third thing I wanted to say is I got a nice little piece from some friends, and it takes about 5 seconds to read it, if that's okay. It's called Instructions on Living in a Broken World. It says, lean into community, seek out love, applaud the good you see, keep paying attention, talk to your neighbors, dance to the music and embrace art, look for love in small joys,
Take breaks and relish in nourishing your body. Donate what you can. Linger at the dinner table with friends. Check in with your people. Let yourself grieve. Love one another as deeply as you can. The storm is upon us, and we must hold on. Don't give up. We're here together.
That's all good stuff. Especially the take solace in the little things. Yeah. You know, so hug your dog. Hug your cat. Well, don't hug your cat. They probably won't like it.
Mine do.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, all right, we got to move on.
Thanks, Amy.
Thanks for calling, Amy.
Thank you all.
We have Teresa from Jamaica. Are you in Jamaica?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
What's going on in Jamaica? Our Jamaica correspondent.
Well, we had a wild storm on Tuesday, and the heavens opened up. I don't think God was happy down here, so it's kind of apropos.
Are you getting some of that hurricane that's like by Cuba and all that?
Well, it was Rafael. Yeah, it kind of skirted
Ted
up
Cruz?
And then it crossed over on the west end, and that's where I'm at. And it rained for like 16 hours straight.
Wow.
but we always our area little area here is always dry, I want you to add that to the list so you all could come down to Jamaica. Yeah.
I can't do anything straight for 16 hours. I'm sorry.
Well, the rain's done for a little while.
Oh, good.
Who knows? You know, with the climate change, it looks like something's kicking up. East of us again, because the water's really warm. It's strange.
Okay.
Very strange.
So it fits into our theme of the animals going nuts and the fire not lighting. So.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, Teresa.
It's great to hear from
you. Thanks. Yeah. Well, you all just take care, and I'm getting really strong. That's what I do down here, and I'll be ready to come home and kick off in April.
All right. Sounds good. So.
Oops.
Uh-oh.
Chris.
We have Chris from Madison. Chris, hi.
Hi, Mel and Pants.
Hey.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Hanging in there.
Picked a bad week to stop sniffing glue.
Put that on the list.
Yep, indeed.
Luckily, I have a lot of solvents left.
Chris.
I got a good back.
Oh, it's this Chris. Okay. Now I get it.
All's pulling together.
Turn on that vent fan once in a while, Chris.
Your bank account will thank you.
Yeah. So the grift continues. Tesla stock this week is up 31.78%.
Wow. Really?
Right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It's
the last 5 days.
Tesla stock.
Oh, Tesla, yeah.
So I imagine that phony baloney Trump stock is probably up, too.
Yeah, I
don't have the nerve to look at it. But
Yeah, I don't pay attention to that.
Time to cash in.
Sad, sad week. My niece is no longer talking to her mom. Thanksgiving is going to be ugly.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of families have been kind of splintered by this stuff. So, hey, we're taking calls, 256-0826-2001. Let us know just what you think, any coping mechanisms you have, or just any comments you have for the week.
Primal Scream Therapy, also encouraged.
don't scream on air.
Not on the phone. Not in Gladys's ear.
Yeah. All right. I take it back. And no naughty words. We can't say any naughty words.
Yeah. So
hold back.
So give us a call, 608-256-2001.
I just want to mention that while Donald Trump is becoming president, Rudy Giuliani absconded from his apartment on 45 East 66th Street this week because lawyers representing two former Georgia election workers were looking for his assets. So he absconded. He flew the coop.
He
took all of his art, furniture, and sports memorabilia. So one guy becomes the most powerful human on the face of the earth, and the other one is running from the lawyers, dragging his stuff behind him. So people that might want to go into the Trump administration should probably think about that.
He showed up to vote in his Mercedes that he was supposed to turn over to to the court.
Yeah.
And
the judge is not happy, by the way.
Just thumbing his nose at that.
Well, he thought that he could return it there.
Oh, was that it?
Yeah. All right, we got Dave from Madison.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Yeah, hi. This is Dave. And I just wanted to say that you know, one of the things that I try to do to cope with this is to turn off the effing mainstream news and get my news from Wart and also from Mel and Floyd. So you guys have to really, really have to keep us informed in what's happening. So
you guys got
to
step it up the next
That's
4 years.
That's a slender read. I'm sorry. I don't you really want to go there.
We're just going to cover the caravan story from now on. So
I'm counting on you.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Dave.
Don't put pressure on us, Dave. Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, Chris mentioned that there's some family tension among sure. his family. During this program, I got a text from one of my sisters that said, I want to tell you guys, Grandpa believes in climate change now, followed by 2 exclamation points. So,
really?
Wow. That's Elon Musk's influence, I think.
Well, what do you think switched Grandpa over there? Is it that it's hot in November now, or
maybe? Yeah. I mean,
could be an aneurysm.
I'm not exactly sure what changed it for him, but he voted Republican his whole life and has not voted for Trump.
Oh,
you know, so okay. I think that's strange to people too.
Weird. Okay, we have Beverly from Massachusetts. Beverly, hi.
Hi. My solution is just to be extraordinarily nice to people so they wonder why you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, stock in private prisons went way up after election day.
Oh, heavens. Yeah.
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 Okay.
I think,
listen to you guys so much.
Oh, thank you so much. It's nice to hear from you, especially. It's great to hear from people from different parts of the country or different parts of the world. So, but okay. Well, thanks so much.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Got a quick story out of Madison here, completely unrelated, but for those of us who live here, very important. After 20 years of road work, they're finally done with University Avenue.
Whoa.
2 decades they've been spending on the near west side's main thoroughfare, finally wrapped up. They installed an 8,000-foot sewer pipe. That was the most recent thing. So,
well, part of the original plans had a lane for the Conestoga wagons. They had to kind of update that as they went along. So, one more quick news story here. North Korean troops sent to Russia are gorging on pornography.
Got to get it while they can.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, all the pornography in North Korea is the head of the leader on it. So it's kind of a turn off.
Hey, we've got about 10 minutes left here, about 8 minutes left. We're taking some calls if you're so inclined.
608-256-2001 is the number to call if you'd like to just share your feelings.
Gladys is out taking the handling the phones and patching them in here, and then Ruby and Pants and I are sitting here and some of the suggestions
we've gotten so far in terms of coping are coloring books, complimenting others, and just being generally kind. Horror movies, punk rock, comedy. I miss Nixon stickers, bees, beer, volunteering, and sniffing glue.
You could also be like the 600 staffers from the New York Tech Guild who went on strike on Monday.
Oh, indeed.
They said, oh, you are going to really miss us if your app goes down.
Who was this?
The New York Times
Tech. Oh, the New York Times.
So the folks who make like the cooking app or the New York Times app and the
not
like,
the Wordle
games. No, the Wordle. I hope you haven't been playing because you've been, crossing the picket line if you've been playing the Wordle.
Wow.
They did make a bunch of non New York Times games, so you can play it on their guild website.
Oh, okay, cool. 608-256-2001. We're just taking calls from people and seeing what you're thinking.
The January 6th defendants are already angling for pardons.
Oh, of course they are.
Wouldn't you be?
1,500 people have been charged in connection with January 6th. The only time in the history of the United States that the Confederate flag was in the U.S. Capitol. It's not clear whether he's actually going to do this or not, but he said he would, the president-elect has said he would pardon various people, and they're all clamoring to get their pardons.
Sure. Time to line up and get your payoff. So. Molson Coors is shutting down the Leinenkugel's brewery in Chippewa Falls. It's been open for...
the horror has already begun.
The purge.
The purge, yes.
They're closing it?
The brewery in Chippewa Falls, that the historical one there. But they're moving everything to Milwaukee. So, but, you know, consolidating and
taking our jobs.
Okay, taking our jobs. So, all right, we have Barb from Columbus. Hi, Barb.
This is actually Bob.
Oh, Bob. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Yeah.
No, you're Barb now. Yeah, sorry.
Okay. I tuned in a little late yet, so I don't know if somebody's mentioned it, but I'm in favor of Joe Biden stepping down and making Kamala president in order for all of Trump's 47th merch worthless.
Oh, what an excellent idea.
That's brilliant. Plus, it would just drive him insane.
No one said that, and that is really great.
That's a great idea. I love that. I think we got to start a movement on that. So.
Can I take some odds on that?
All right, you guys have a good day.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob. Oh, that was wonderful. Oh.
So many people have remarked on the one time in American history this happened before, of course, was Grover Cleveland, also a fat racist. And and of course, Grover Cleveland was also known for a famous sexual scandal. He supposedly had a child out of wedlock. And
Where's your paw?
Yeah. Mama, where's my paw? Gone to the White House, ha, ha, ha. But the difference between the two is... actually, Cleveland won three elections in a row, but he didn't get the second one. He didn't get to be president because of the Electoral College.
Is that a house thing?
No, it was just the Electoral College was off, and Harrison.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Oh, he won the.
He didn't get him in the right popular vote. Yeah, he won the popular vote three times, which of course Trump did not do.
Yeah. So, well, that was the thing on Tuesday. Even like before the election results were known, there was a lot of news about all the dirty tricks that that they had planned, and how much they've been, you know, practicing this for 4 years. I mean, even at like the local level and the state level, I mean, the plan was to decertify enough votes that that no one would have the 270, and then it would go to the House, and then it would just be a party line vote. But but it was really like, you know, people at like precinct levels and things like that had kind of infiltrated these official jobs, or obviously secretaries of state and things like that. So, all right, we have Peggy on the line. Hang on here. Hi, Peggy.
Hey, I just think that you guys need to do one more week of this call-in, please.
Aww. Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
It is great. I mean, it's amazing to hear people.
This is fun.
Kind of. Love it for you guys being there.
Yeah, that's nice. Well, thank you. So.
Thanks, Peggy.
Yeah, it's been fun. I mean, we were trying to figure out how to do the show this week, and our news director, as somebody mentioned earlier, said, well, how about taking some calls? And we're like, yeah, we could do that. So. Yeah.
It's like we've got another caller. Nancy's on the line.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Mel. This is Nancy.
Hi.
I have, I think, a great idea.
We'll be the judge of that.
We all know that Donald Trump is a narcissist. Mm. And so my thought is, maybe we can all act like we don't know who that is. Not you.
Who?
That guy?
Is that a real name?
Yeah, really, who is that?
Who is that guy? And, what's with the hair?
That idea might be something we can play
so
with.
So we have to collectively ignore him. Is that what you're saying? That would be great.
Yeah. And maybe not even use his name. Another name. Yeah. You know, call him D or call him T, but not give him what he wants.
Yeah.
Well, the original family
name. What he needs.
The original family name was Drumpf, and they changed it when they moved to Canada. I think it was his grandfather fled to Canada because he didn't want to.
From Argentina.
He didn't want to. He didn't want to get drafted.
Yeah.
So he went to Canada.
Let's
work on that. Maybe we can get a T-shirt going.
Yeah. Thank you, Nancy.
Thanks, Nancy. Yeah. All right, we got about a minute left here. I don't know if we have time for another call or not, but otherwise.
Oh, I got a call.
Jaguar? Yeah. Hang on here. Okay.
So it's the Jaguar. He's not calling, but he's going to.
I got a call.
Oh, you got a call.
I got a call from Mars.
Oh.
Land is cheap. Very cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't try to plant anything there, though.
I hear it's no place to raise a kid, though.
Yeah. So. You got Matt Damon's poop.
Cold as hell.
But other than that, it's very difficult.
All right. Well, thanks to everybody who called. It was really fun to talk to people.
I feel better already. Nice. And we've got so many great ideas.
Yeah. So, and Ruby was with us. Thanks to Gladys for handling the phone. She worked harder than the rest of us. We just kind of phoned it in today.
Somebody phoned it in. Yeah.
We made the listeners do the show. I kind of like that.
It's perfect. It's, you know, it's like I have to check out your own groceries. Now you just have to do the show for us, too.
So, all right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Pants and Ruby, it's great to see you guys.
Yeah, you too.
All right.
Take care, everyone.
Bye, everybody. Stick around. The kiosk is next. After that, Who Cooks For You with The Real Jaguar. It is 2 o'clock. You're listening to WORT 89.9 FM, Madison. Bye-bye. Have a great week, everybody.
This is the Insurgent Radio Kiosk for Friday, November 8th.
This is Bird Note. Every year, hundreds of bird species migrate between North and South America. But what came first? Northbound migration or southbound migration? Biologists believe this bright orange Baltimore Oriole descended from a South American ancestor that began migrating north in search of new breeding habitats. This supports the southern home hypothesis, that most birds originated in a southern territory and then evolved to migrate north. But there's a northern home hypothesis too. The family tree of warblers in the Western Hemisphere shows that most of these songbirds likely originated in North America, then evolved to extend their winter range by migrating south. Many birds have likely gained and lost the ability to migrate multiple times in either direction over the course of their evolutionary history. And it's still happening today. Barn swallows normally breed across North America before spending their winters in the tropics. But recently, a small group of these acrobatic birds began staying in Argentina year-round. Researchers suspect that, given